In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus toll surpasses 70. Dozens trapped in a collapsed hotel used as a coronavirus quarantine facility in China. And Meg Lanning hopes to lead Australia to win their fifth Women's T20 World Cup title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. More than 70 Australians have tested positive to the coronavirus, with figures expected to continue climbing across the country. Australia now has 73 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 2 deaths, while 22 people have recovered. The federal government says an extra 260,000 masks will be immediately released from the federal stockpile to primary health networks. The latest Victorian case is a doctor who treated 70 patients at the Toorak Clinic in Melbourne during the week. The doctor and his patients, along with staff, are required to self-isolate. A 5-storey hotel being used as a quarantine facility has collapsed in the southeast Chinese port city of Quanzhou, trapping about 70 people. Officials say about 35 of the 70 people have been pulled from the rubble of the hotel. Videos posted online show emergency workers combing through the building's wreckage in the southern province of Fujian. It's not clear what caused the collapse or if anyone has died. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says he's confident the United States will learn from the experience on board the Diamond Princess as it deals with the coronavirus outbreak on another cruise liner. Vice President Mike Pence says the Grand Princess will be taken to a non-commercial port where all 3,400 passengers and crew will be tested. So far, 21 people have tested positive. The vessel, which is 4 Australians on board, has been stranded off the coast of San Francisco. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says trying to contain a coronavirus outbreak on board a cruise ship is difficult, as the world saw with what occurred on the Diamond Princess. He says he'll be stressing that when he liaises with his counterparts in the United States today.
I will be reinforcing that we all should learn from the Diamond Princess experience, and the Diamond Princess experience was pretty clear about what happened over time in relation to the spread of the virus and how difficult it is to run a quarantine station essentially on a ship. So I'm sure, and I know the people that will be giving advice to the American, to the US government and to the cruise liner itself, that they do know those lessons, and I'm sure they'll take them into account.
New South Wales Police says it's continuing to investigate a fight between women over toilet paper at a supermarket in Western Sydney. Video posted to social media shows a woman punching another customer while they jostle over toilet paper rolls at Chilora Woolworths in Sydney's West. Hair is pulled and punches are thrown as the customers try to claim the in-demand product. New South Wales Police Acting Inspector Andrew News says such violence won't be tolerated and warned violent shoppers could end up before the courts.
We just ask that people don't panic like this when they go out shopping. There's no need for it. It's not the Thunderdome. It's not Mad Max. We don't need to do that.
No arrests were made, and police have asked the women involved to come forward. Families who lost loved ones when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down in 2014 hope that a trial starting on Monday will finally deliver the truth behind the disaster. 3 Russians linked to their country's security and intelligence services and a Ukrainian rebel commander will be put on trial in the Netherlands, but in absentia. MH17 was shot down by a missile as it passed over eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014. Celine Fredericks lost her son Bryce and his girlfriend Daisy in the disaster. She hopes Russia will eventually admit it played a role in the tragedy.
The best thing for us is Russia admits they were behind it. Maybe they didn't give the order to fire, but they provided the book. They did.
And to sport and cricket, Meg Lanning is on the verge of becoming the 3rd Australian cricketer to captain a World Cup title win on home soil. If Australia can topple India in today's 2020 final at the MCG, the star batter will join Michael Clarke and Lynn Larson in the rare group. The expected crowd for the game of more than 90,000 might be the biggest crowd for a women's sporting match in the world. Lanning says it's important that nerves don't get in the way.
We'll be going out there trying to play our style of cricket, but just getting the basics done really well, especially early in the game when there are a lot of nerves flying around. That's going to be the most important thing. I think the team that settles the quickest will give themselves, you know, a really good chance in this game.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, humid and mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, sunny, 26. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, a light morning shower or two and 16. Canberra, possible afternoon shower and 20 degrees. Wollongong, possible shower and 21. Similar for Sydney, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two and 24. Brisbane, a possible shower and 28. Cairns, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. And similar conditions for Darwin, 32. This is SBS News.